Okay, thank you. All I wanted to say, and might not, or might not, but with what you said was what I was about to say. And it may not be a surprise to many people, but it is to me sometimes how similar we all are in our experiences of these things are universal. We're actually very different, but very the same in many ways. And what you said was what I wanted to say as the most important thing. And a secondary comment, maybe in addition, is that through NIPSI, personally, I've been allowed to perhaps deal with a lot of shortcomings that I was able to see shortcomings in myself, and perhaps start to just wait, be patient, and wait for God to act instead of me trying to fix those things like I used to in the past. So instead of making efforts myself towards improvement, learning that it's time to take all the thoughts out. And the comment you made, I forget which talk it was, there have been so many, but you made a comment about floating in God's grace, letting it go, is a very powerful way forward. You just get carried to where you need to go, when you need to go, as much as you need to go. And there have been changes in myself, which are very positive. And I know it's not me doing it, so I can't claim any credit for it. So in that sense, it's been a beautiful, humbling experience. And the correct one, finally, all my life I've been trying to be good, and now all I try to be is empty, for God to be good within me. And he's changed.
That's huge.
First time ever. And I'm 50 plus. Sorry, guys, I crashed the party, but that's all I want to add. The humility, one more thing, one of the biggest shortcomings I've had is thinking that I love people, but I haven't. It's only now that I'm empty that I can love people, that actually changes the way I act, and I can't believe what I'm seeing around me, finally.
That was a very nice comment. Thank you for that. Just a couple of things. Love can be very tricky because sometimes we don't understand that we love others expecting to be loved back, but that's self-love. That's not unconditional love. And this can be very tricky even within a family. God loves us no matter what. And if anything, he gives us something and he doesn't expect anything in return. We can just take the gift and run. Of course, it's not going to benefit us anything without God, but we usually do that. He gives us wealth, we take the wealth and we go and do whatever. He gives us health, we use our health to do whatever we want. So he gives us everything and we end up going away from him using his gifts. And then sometimes we wonder why I don't have more. If we have more, we would have been more responsible. So love is a bit tricky. We need to understand this emptiness that you said. Without emptying ourselves, we can't help others. Everything we do, it's self-centered. But if we try to empty ourselves, then we can benefit others more. And by saying that, I wanted to say the second point, that we can try our best to help others, but without God's grace, we can't help anyone. And where does this leave us? This means that we do our best, but then we don't worry about the result. Because God loves our loved ones more than what we do. He created them. And God loves the things that we love more than what we do. Everything. Like, he's the creator of everything. That's why I guess we should be doing our best with everything and then let God do what he wants. Let God give the result that he wants out of this situation. If we try to put our logic into it, we can ruin it. And this is why sometimes, this is why sometimes I'm saying that, and it sounds weird. Personally, I try not to operate logically. It doesn't mean that I don't have brains, which is true, but it means that I'm not using them, which is also true. So I'm trying if possible, and it sounds weird, I'm trying to walk on the waves. To walk on the waves, you need to have Nipsey. To focus on Christ, not on the waves. If you focus on the waves, you will sink. You need to focus on Christ. This is how I ended up being in Australia. There was no logic into it. It was just faith. And this is why we're here together tonight. If I was to think logically, I would never, for example, start this series of talks, because logically they make no sense. I basically teach you how not to think, which is the opposite of what the society talks about. So, yes, what makes sense for a believer is God. It's not logic, it's not God's gifts, it's nothing more or less, it's just God. That's it. Yes?
I don't understand this concept of emptiness when you say empty yourself. Can you expand on that and what you mean by it?
Self-emptying. Saint Sophronius talks, which is similar but different, talks about loving God to the point of hating yourself. Self-hate. And this is not something like sick. This is understanding that everything that we try to do based on our own abilities can lead us to the wrong thing. Even if it is something successful, as we said before, if God doesn't bless it, it's not going to be beneficial. And even if we do something wrong, if we do it in a humble way because this is the best we could ever do, if we do it without advertising ourselves, without wanting to attract attention, without being self-centered, if we do it for God, if we do it out of love for the others, just give and have nothing in mind to take back. If we do it in such a way, God can bless it, even if it is wrong, even if it's not perfect. So self-emptiness means that I don't care about my ideas. I don't care about what I think is right. I'm not going to defend myself in the family and destroy the peace. I will try and do what the other person wants, as far as it's not sinful or hurt someone else by doing so, just to keep the peace. And by obeying to your wife or to your husband or to even sometimes to your children, you keep the peace in the family, you empty yourself, you empty your will. You would have wanted to do something else, but you don't, because you obey to the law of love, and you don't obey to your logic. You don't obey to what tells you that it will be the best result. You can sometimes, I'll give you an example, which is an extreme example, but it's an example that it's in the, from the Hierodico. So there were two homo people walking through the desert, and they had one guide. So this guide at some point got lost. He didn't realize it, or he didn't want to accept it that he was lost. He didn't want to say that he was lost. So he kept going. There was one from the group that realized that, but for the love of, he didn't want to hurt the other person, he said nothing. So basically they wasted like 7 hours walking around in circles. And after that he had to admit, I don't know what I'm doing. Did you realize that we were lost? And the other person said, yes, but I didn't want to hurt you. So it doesn't matter if we go around in circles, as far as we don't hurt anyone, but what matters is to maintain the love within the family, within your friends, within everyone, And this is what it means to empty yourself. It doesn't matter what's right and what's wrong. It doesn't matter what you would have done differently. Of course, if you run a business like that, you will be bankrupt, so that's not suggested. But I'm saying in our personal relationships, we need to put the other person first.
The devil puts thoughts into my mind saying you're a doormat, you're a pushover. Why do you allow yourself to be like that? I mean, Jesus was no doormat, and he said what he thought was right. What's the difference between feeling like a doormat and standing up for what you believe?
If you go to someone and tell him, if you'd go to someone who says that I'm nothing, I'm not worth anything, if you go to this person and tell him you're nothing, you don't worth anything, he will get upset. That's because usually we don't believe these things, we just say them to sound humble. The difference is that, like, again from the Yerodiko, Saint Moses the Ethiopian, he knew that he was, before he became a monk, he was a murderer, he was a robber, he was everything you can imagine. So when he went to the gathering of the fathers, one of them told him, get out of here, dog. And he said, that's right, that's what I am. And he moved out without any second thoughts. But this doesn't make you any lesser of what you are, because you are creating the image and likeness of God. And the thing is, we usually get hurt if they tell us something, because our values, they are not what they should be. So if they tell us that the way you dressed is not fashionable, we might get hurt because our values, they are not where they should be.